The St. Valentine's Day Murders by Ruth Dudley Edwards. Read by Bill Wallace. Prologue. February. The department is offering you the opportunity of a lifetime. Amos looked doubtfully at the expressionless face of his career manager. But I had been hoping for a secondment to a real industry. And then seeing from the stiffening across the desk that he had been tactless. Of course, I'm not implying that British Conservation isn't a proper commercial outfit. It's just that it's such a recent spin-off from the Department of Conservation that it can't be operating like an ordinary firm.
The British Conservation Corporation may have been set up with government funding, said his interlocutor coldly, but its profit targets are such that it is required to be dynamic and competitive. You are not, I trust, suggesting that the presence within it of a number of ex-civil servants is likely to prove a hindrance to efficiency?
Amos felt his courage desert him. He wasn't going to get anywhere with a wanker like this.
No, no, of course not. It sounds very interesting.
Good. That's settled. You will take up a managerial job with the corporation at the beginning of May for a period of 1 year. Their personnel department will be in touch with you beforehand to give you details of the post allocated to you. In the meantime, they insist that you take a number of courses to fit you for this challenging work. It has been agreed that you will spend 2 months undergoing training in management, business studies, and computing. Amos reflected that it didn't say much for authorities' view of the intricacy of these sciences, that he was supposed to mug them up just like that, but he kept his mouth shut and tried to look eager.
In addition, immediately before taking up your duties with the BCC, you will attend a full week's induction course on its organisation and responsibilities.
Amos was feeling a bit dazed, but he had